There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. I'm Trevor.
And I'm Rob. I can't help but smile every time you say that now, since Nico pointed out last week we started doing that on episode, like, 21.
You know, it still holds true.
It still holds true.
It's the one consistent. Nobody can take that away from us.
We are the longest-running reality TV podcast now for 480 straight episodes.
Yes, absolutely.
Episode 501.
Well, we were quick to claim that throne.
We were.
And we only claimed it because I think somebody else came on the air right after us.
Yeah, I think you're
and
right.
And I think they were talking shit.
I think you're right.
And I think they're right. Off the air now.
I'm sure they are.
They are definitely off the air.
Well, this is episode 501.
501.
We are in the 500s.
Yes.
I don't believe it.
I feel like a new man.
Do you feel like a new man?
I'm reinvigorated.
Get your Big Brother live feeds ordered, Trevor. Have you done that yet?
I'm holding out just as long as Don and Drew keep going. We're going to go one more episode than they do.
Okay, we'll do that.
That's our goal.
I'll agree to that.
When they retire, we go at least one more week to them. We will have outlasted Don and Drew.
Yeah, they were probably a year before us, though.
For 1 year and one day longer.
They were really early adopters. Good on them.
We're chasing them down.
We are. So get your Big Brother live feeds ordered. Have you done that yet, Trevor?
Yes.
Have you? Good deal. RFFradio.com/Big Brother. You sign up for CBS All Access. And as part of that, it's only $5.99 a month. As part of that, you get access to all past 16 seasons of Big Brother. You get to watch the upcoming 17th season live or on demand across different devices like your Roku or Chromecast. You have access to the live feeds, all of that for just $5.99 a month. RFFradio.com/Big Brother takes you over to the message boards where you click on a banner and you help support RFF Radio and Reality Fan Forum. And we really appreciate all the help we can get. And it's that time of year again.
I know. Well, Big Brother starts next week, right?
I think so. Yeah. I want to say next
Wednesday. Is it next Sunday?
I think it's this Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
Like the 24th.
Holy shit. That would be awesome.
My calendar's freaking out on me. I want to say it's the 24th. When does Big Brother? You know, you would think, Trevor. As podcasters.
Well, everybody knows I don't prepare before the show.
No, I don't either.
So, I think it is June 24th. I believe you're right.
Big Brother debuts with a special two-night premiere on Wednesday the 24th and Thursday the 25th, both at 8 to 9 Eastern.
Nice. A quick move from Survivor to Big Brother. I like that.
Then moves to its regular time period on July 2nd from 9 to 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. So.
Okay.
So it looks like maybe a Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday schedule?
That's interesting. That actually works better for me, I think. Because usually what I do is I usually watch to follow the show live.
Yeah.
So then I watch the actual episodes of the show usually on Saturday morning or something.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of monitoring what happens in the house live, and then I see how the episode's chopped up.
Yeah. It looks like Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday is the regular schedule.
What time Sunday?
9.
Ooh, 9 so we should go. We should do the show after that.
We probably should think about doing that, right?
A 10 o'clock show.
Yeah.
That'll be optimal for our West Coast listeners.
I think so. I think let's try to do that.
We'll do 10 o'clock.
We'll shoot for that. We always try to change our schedule around. It's been a little wonky here the last year or so.
The network keeps moving us around.
Yeah, they're fucking, you know, those big wigs upstairs. Fuck them.
Versus Wednesday. I think we've done every night of the week, actually.
I think we have, except Fridays.
Except Friday. We've never done Friday.
Friday or Saturdays we've never done, but I think we've pretty much hit Sunday through Thursday.
Yeah.
Pretty hard through the 10 years of doing this. So there's five things that I want to talk about before we get to the cast, because we're going to go over the cast. So five things you need to know about Big Brother 17. Okay. Number one, this is the first time we have a transgender house guest.
We do.
Yes.
Which one?
Audrey.
Which one?
Audrey Middleton, 25-year-old digital media consultant from Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah. So she is the first transgender house guest.
Okay, and when did she transition?
I don't know.
Is that the right word?
I don't know. It doesn't say here. Honestly, I had no idea till reading that. That's fascinating. At number two, there's only 14 house guests. Number three, there's a surprise guest every week. This season will include a twist called BB Takeover, in which different special house guests surprises the cast every week. None of the special guests have been revealed yet. So it's whoever they can get.
I'm sorry, I was reading Audrey's cast bio.
Oh, okay. Did you find out anything interesting?
No, her favorite house guest is Rachel.
Okay.
I don't see anything about what you're discussing.
Oh, well, that's what it says here in the article.
I believe you.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just not making like a highlight. They want you to watch first before you know.
Yeah, they'll reveal that in the first episode, right?
I'm going to say second or third episode. Oh. I think the house guests find out second or third episode.
Yeah, they'll reveal it in the diary room quick, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would be interesting to me if it was like happened like a year ago or if it happened like 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, she's only 25, so.
Except I'm going to say it happened in like the last. I'm gonna wager the last 5 years.
Yeah. Only 14 house guests, the surprise guest every week. As part of the Big Brother Takeover, surprise guests will reveal a weekly twist to the house guests. So Big Brother, you know, they tend to do that and then it fizzles off after 4 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a different twist every week has not been done before, it says. And, number five is the theme house.
I don't like themes.
Yeah.
I prefer to just play the game.
Yeah. Julie Chen reportedly described the design as transparent. This transparent aspect includes plexiglass floors, a multitude of clear decorations, and even the removal of the head of household bathroom door.
Oh, shit.
Many fans
What if I have to drop a deuce, though?
Oh, you're going to have to do it with the door open.
It's awkward. I guess it's awkward anyways, like in the house.
Yeah.
But I think some people used to steal upstairs and use the HOH bathroom as a shitter.
Yeah. Well, what if somebody... Okay, so I'm imagining plexiglass floors up there on the HOH, you know, landing spot. What if somebody just wipes their butt across that, you know?
That'd be disgusting.
Nice big brown streak to the HOH room.
That would be disgusting.
That would be the thing I would do in the Big Brother house.
That only if the HOH puts you up for nomination.
Yes, you make a brown streak to their HOH door. You go up there and you rub your butt along the floor like a dog.
That would be both disgusting and awkward.
You think you'd get thrown out of the house for that?
Probably.
You'd have to, right?
Yes, I'm sure.
Allison probably wouldn't appreciate that.
No, she would not.
She'd probably call me to the diary room. I would not, however...
You might be scolded worse than Shima was.
I would not, however, throw a $4,000 microphone into the pool. That is not something that Rob does.
which was awesome.
Yes.
One of the five greatest moments in Big Brother history.
But I will rub my butt across a plexiglass
floor. I may be underestimating it. That may be one of my three favorite moments. It's the top three moment for me in Big Brother history.
Oh, I think it's one of my top moments in reality TV.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Shima's meltdown was great.
That was the greatest piece of TV ever.
Riveting. I must have watched that like 3 or 4 times.
The fact that Allison had to come over the loudspeaker, Shima, get to the diary room. Shima, it's time to go to the diary room. I wish I could find that clip here on YouTube. Anyway, let's talk about the cast.
All right, but we jumped in Audrey already.
Yeah.
She's first.
What does she have anything that describes her?
Rachel? She says her favorite house guest is Rachel.
Yeah,
I don't know. Nothing that makes me say, oh, she's going to win the game or oh, she's going to lose the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I honestly, at first glance of this cast, Trevor, I'm not impressed.
Yeah, I'm not definitely not walking her into the final four. Let's put it that way. I would say she's likely. I could see her going out first three or four people.
Yeah.
Her problem is, you wonder. It doesn't say that she's athletic or anything like that. To me, I think Big Brother, you have to is a little like Survivor. You have to have a social game. You have to be good at challenges.
Yeah.
There's nothing that screams out going to be good at challenges to me.
No, no. She's 25. Who's next?
Austin Maddelson. He's a professional wrestler.
Ooh.
Favorite activities, gymnastics, cheerleading, yoga, and Pilates.
His bio is a lot shorter than Audrey's.
Likes Dr. Will and Howie. I can see this guy being a factor.
Just because he put, this is, ladies and gentlemen, just because you put Dr. Will in the bio.
But if he
in the bio,
Dr. Will, I'm a big Dr. Will fan.
Trevor's going to march him right to the final four.
I'm definitely throwing him into my final six at the very least. All you have to do is throw Dr. Will in there and I'm sold.
Yeah, this guy is the first one out.
I disagree. I'm gonna put him in he's final six. He's in the jury.
No. No way. No way. Up next is Becky Burgess from Denver, Colorado. She's 26. Three adjectives that describe you: competitive, spontaneous, and happy. Which, those are good adjectives to have in the Big Brother house. Competitive.
I like her comment, what are you afraid of? Snakes. I hate those legless bastards. That's good. I like that. That's funny.
That's good. I like her.
I like her. That's a great response to that question.
On the outside, Becky is the all-American girl next door who the men will fall in love with and the girls will want to befriend. But inside, she's a strategic and aggressive competitor they should fear. Man, I like her already.
Yeah, I can see Becky sticking around in this game for a while.
Favorite activities: weightlifting, hiking, running, and soccer.
So she's probably probably going to be tough in challenges.
She's going to be a challenge beast. I like her. I'll put her in my final four.
Yeah, I'm final fouring her also. So we're both big on Becky.
Who's up next?
Clay Honeycutt from College Station, Texas. I don't like that one of the three things he describes himself as being is sarcastic.
Yeah, I don't like his cowboy hat. Let's just start with that.
Well, a cowboy was one of the great players in Big Brother history.
Yeah.
I can't not.
But what was his name last year? That's Beast Mode Cowboy.
Yes, that is true. So we
ruined
can go both
it.
Ways.
Ruined it for any cowboys in this game. This is a Beast Mode Cowboy casting decision.
I'm going to say relatively early.
Clay Honeycutt. What the hell kind of a last name is that? I know you can't pick your last names.
I know, so you can pick first name. Last name, you're kind of saddled there. Yeah, but
no pun intended.
Like, do you like that? You like that pun? I'm getting good. I'm getting better at this radio thing after
Trevor,
521 episodes.
You're very punny. I love Donnie from season 16. I mean, who didn't? That's such a cheap answer.
Like, he was good.
Yeah, but who didn't like Donnie? Give me someone controversial. Give me.
That'd be awesome if you answered like somebody who was just like my favorite character. Well, it wasn't really a Big Brother cast member, but I really like Russell Hanson, Survivor, and I think I want to play the game exactly like he did.
No, give me a Jace. Give me a Scott. Give me, you know.
Well, I didn't want to get too excited. We'll get to that person when it's coming up.
Okay, I don't know who you're talking about, but who's next?
Next is Devon Rogers from Inglewood, California. Oh, pretty cool occupation. She's a poker dealer.
Ooh, that is kind of interesting.
Do you know her?
I don't.
Rob, do you recognize her at all?
You know what? She might have. there is Rob, a time.
Rob, pull out your iPhone real quick and start scrolling through the pictures.
I've probably met thousands of dealers at this point.
You know what, though? If you're a poker dealer, it means you have to be fairly good at, like, hiding hiding emotion somewhat.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so you gotta sit there and not be cheering for anybody. But yeah. I don't know, just because you're a poker dealer. I mean, any moron can deal cards. I mean, trust me.
When you're playing, it depends on what kind of dealer. Like, I think some dealers have to be able to stifle emotion in some way, which I think could be helpful in a game like Big Brother.
Yeah, it might. You might be right. Being away from my daughter and not be able to see her hold her.
And, you know, you're probably really good at dealing with obnoxiousness also.
Yeah.
How many times if you're a poker dealer, you're sitting there.
Poker's a little,
like,
less calm.
25-year-old, like, you know, guys just guzzling beer and acting obnoxious right in front of you.
That's more blackjack, though, than poker. Poker, they take it pretty seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It bothers me here that she says I'm just going to miss my baby. You know, okay. I understand everybody.
That might help her, though, in terms of if she gets to the final two or three, she has a baby.
Yeah. I don't know. There's that one person every year that just can't handle it because they miss their family.
Last year was Brittany.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was sad, 'cause I actually thought Brittany was a good player in the game.
Yeah.
I'm going to say middle of the pack for her.
Nah, I'd say she's out pretty early. Who's next?
Next up we have... and this is why I brought this up. I always root for people named Jason the Game of Big Brother.
Oh, God.
It brings back happy memories for me.
Yeah. This is a very, what was his name? Oh, my God. Long hair last year, fell in love with Nicole.
Fabio?
Hayden. His name was Hayden. Him and...
Jace has a little Hayden in him.
Yeah, this is a Hayden cast. And Hayden was middle of the pack.
Venice Beach personal trainer. He reminds me a little of Jace, you know, the whole Venice Beach, Santa Monica. It's pretty close to each other.
Yeah. You know, very young, 23. One of the younger ones on the cast here. There's one more younger than him, but pretty young. Pretty young.
I'm middle of the pack in him, too.
Yeah. Who's next?
James Hooling.
South Carolina. Sumter.
He is very outdoorsy, it looks like. He's a big fan of the Zach Attack.
Oh.
I like Zach.
Yeah, I like Zach, too.
If he acts like Zach, though, he might be going home early.
Yeah. His my life motto is YOLO, ball out till you fall out, no regrets.
So he is Zach. They cast him to be Zach, in other words. That's what you're telling me with that.
Oh, I love the no regrets. Ever since the We're the Millers movie with that.
I liked We're the Millers. That was funny. That was underrated, that
no
movie.
No regrets. Not even one letter. Check out We're the Millers with Jennifer Aniston and Jason.
Underrated. Sudeikis. That movie's hilarious. Sneaky funny.
Love that movie. Oh, up next is Jason Roy. I mean, Alfred E. Newman from the Mad Magazines. Doesn't he look like that? Is it just
me?
He
does.
Is it just... Okay, I thought maybe it was just me that he has Alfred E. Newman-esque hair.
So what does this guy do?
He is a supermarket cashier from Massachusetts.
Okay.
Favorite activities, hanging out with my girlfriend, going out with them shopping, dinner, drinks. I also enjoy craft, item personalization, making candles.
I'm going to have this guy going out real early.
Oh, yeah.
Could be the first one eliminated from the
game. Hanging out with my girlfriends, I should say. Going out with them. I just don't see him doing well.
Especially because three adjectives that describe themselves are vibrant and motor mouth.
Oh, hoofta.
He's the first one going home.
He's very Frankie-like. I mean, you could describe Frankie as motor mouthed, right?
Yeah, and vibrant.
And vibrant, yeah. But Frankie
Yeah, I would also, Frankie, like, lit up the room, so he was definitely vibrant, and he was definitely boner mouth, because, you know, he talked a lot. But I would also say Frankie was savvy. Frankie, I'm not sure. Frankie knew his shit. He knew how to play the game.
Frankie was savvy, but his words got him into more trouble.
Yeah.
Than necessary.
Mm-hmm.
The things he did is what got him into trouble.
Frankie could have won the game. In fact, yes. If Frankie gets back on the show a second time, I think he'll tone down some of the bad stuff he did, and he'll be a dangerous player the second time around.
No, I agree. I think that Frankie just was talking too much.
Yeah.
And if he had just shut up, probably could have won.
Yeah, I totally believe the same thing. I totally think if Frankie gets on the show again, he'd be somebody who could win it.
Yeah.
So, but I think this guy goes home early.
Yeah, I do too. Next up is John McGuire from Scranton, Pennsylvania. He is
he's a dentist.
27-year-old dentist.
I like three adjectives, ninja-esque. That's funny.
I love that. He's a klutz.
I mean, this guy on my Final Four, I like.
I like him too, but if he's a klutz, I don't know if that makes it good for challenges.
I feel like he's going to be kind of non-threatening. Like, he's going to be your classic dentist, kind of non-threatening.
Yeah.
He says ninja-esque, which means he's planning on trying to kind of hide under the radar.
You know what? He wins the award for most creative adjective.
Right? You say ninja-esque. When I think ninja, I think kind of quietly sneaking into the room, like, jumping on your toes. I like this. I'm putting this guy on my Final Four. So him and Becky, I've marched into my Final Four.
All right. Who's next?
Next up we have Liz Nolan from Miami.
Cool. Marketing director. Outgoing, likable, and determined. Adventuring. Okay, go ahead.
Check out what she's going to find most difficult about being in the Big Brother house.
Sharing a bathroom and facilities, also being careful not to walk around naked. I love her.
You know what? People in the life beats, they don't want you to be careful.
No, they don't. You can walk around naked all you want.
Middle of the pack.
You know who she reminds me of? And this is probably mean because I haven't heard her talk. But she reminds me of Amy from Big Brother 3.
Is there a chance that she could latch on to some guy decides, you know what, I think she's hot, and I'm going to try to bring this girl with me to the Final Five?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, she might, you know. My question is, who is like Cody Honeycutt? Cody Honeycutt, who's he going to latch on to? Because you know that douche can't be in a house with all these women and not latch onto one.
Well, see, this is the girl that I think, like, somebody in the cast is gonna try to, you know, she could be she could get to the Final Five or Six, and some guys be like, you know what, I'm not voting this girl out.
Yeah. Cody Honeycutt. Okay. We need to do this at the end when we've got four more people to go. But we need to be thinking about who are the love interests this year.
What?
Who are the love interests this year? We need to think about that.
I think this one's in it. Somebody's going to try to hit on this
I don't think so. I think she's going to try to hit on somebody, but I don't think anybody's going to attach.
I think somebody's hitting on Miami.
Clay Honeycutt is going to be involved in a showmance with somebody. And I'm going to say that it's Vanessa, and we're going to get to her in a little bit.
All right, who we got next?
Up next is Meg Malley from Collingswood, New Jersey. She's a server, outgoing, fun, and compassionate. She likes the beach, spin class, brunch, and anything music. She's scared about being bored. Which Big Brother cast did you like the most? Frankie? What a hottie. My heart is stolen by fabulous gay men, and he wins.
That's funny.
She's uneventful, early. I feel like. Yeah. Really uneventful. Who's next?
Next up we have Sherry Poole. Sherry Poole. Yeah. I was right the first time.
Yeah.
From Marietta, Georgia. She's an interior designer, describes herself as outgoing, loyal, and energetic.
Wow, they give her a link on her CBS bio to her Etsy page.
Hmm.
How, wow, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. Why would they do that?
Yeah, maybe that was part of the conditions for being cast.
Why would they do that? That's I've never seen anything like that before. There's a link here on her CBS bio on CBS.com that says her favorite activities. It says, I'm also a jewelry designer, so I spend a lot of time making homemade jewelry and selling it on Etsy. And then there's a link to her Etsy page.
Maybe she said, listen, yeah, I'm going to be away from my job for 3 months. Can you hook me up and put an ad on the webpage?
Well, when you go to her Etsy page, it's closed. It says, hi, y'all. I'm heading off for a summer adventure. I will reopen shop when I return. XOXO Shelly.
Yeah, if I were her, I would have let people still keep ordering shit.
Yes!
And then I would have just said, we'll be delivered in 3 months.
Well, let somebody else take over the Etsy business.
Or yeah, I would have hired some college intern to make the jewelry for
me. Holy shit.
Slap the quality, yeah.
That's insane. Outsourced
it.
That, I, something's fishy here. So, Shelly Poole goes to my final two, because Allison loves her.
I'm gonna put Shelly, she's on my final two, I'm gonna say middle of the pack.
Yeah, I'm putting her in the final four.
So who do we got next?
Up next is Steve Moses. From Governor? Governor?
Brilliant, innocent, and deep.
Yeah, this is very... He reminds me of Cochran.
This guy also looks like he's a student of the game.
Yeah,
Reed
he
is,
really does.
It looks like he's one that's just watched every minute of the show.
Yeah.
Final three. Him and the dentist.
Wow. Okay, who was the guy that won or got close to winning here a few years ago? What was his name? Was it Andy's season? The little guy who was very shy. Ian was his name, right?
I think so.
I need to find a picture of Ian. Why isn't there a picture on the Wikipedia page? Ian, Big Brother 14. Yeah, this is very Ian-esque, right?
Good call. I think him and the dentist form an alliance, and they get to the final four.
That could very well be.
They seem like perfect alliance mates.
That seems plausible. I love listening to, playing, mixing, and recording music. Smart guy. Innocent, brilliant, deep. I think you said that already, didn't you?
Yeah, those are three good adjectives.
They are.
If I were him, I'd hit on the girl from Miami.
Yeah, she doesn't have a chance. He don't stand a chance. Who's he next?
He's innocent, he's intelligent, brilliant, and deep.
Yeah. This is up next. I'm going to let you introduce her, but she's the next part of the Clay Honeycutt showmance.
Our next one is Vanessa Russo. She's from Las Vegas, a professional poker player.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, wow. She's going to be tough to beat if she's a pro poker player.
She is going to be tough, but...
I think she can read people.
Somebody had tweeted me that they were a fan of Vanessa Russo. So, she must be somewhat famous, huh?
I could see her, like, using the guys, if you will.
Yeah. Maybe she'll use Clay.
Like, kind of, like, you know... She could be like the chess master.
Yeah.
Like just pushing pawns around. Yeah, she might be who I picked to win.
Wow. She's not my winner. I see her making to the final four, but my winner is Shari Poole.
You're going with Shari Poole?
I'm going with Shari Poole.
I'm going to go either one of the last two people, either Vanessa or Steve.
Shari Poole and Becky Burgess make an alliance and they go to the end.
This actually would be smart for the girls. The girls never align, but it seems like there are some strong women in this season that could align.
Very strong women. Here's the problem, and the ladies out there listening to my voice right now are not going to be happy, but y'all girls need to get your shit together inside the Big Brother house, because it's always, always every year we see like four or five women get together. Oh, girls, we need to power up and get together. After about 5 days, that shit hits the fan and they all go five separate directions.
I think this season, if they powered up, they could go deep into the game.
I think they could. I think they could, because these...
I think the alliance is on the guy's side. The only one I see that could be formidable is Steven the dentist.
Yeah.
And if they can pull in to like an Austin or somebody. Because they have the two intelligent ones, right? They're going to need to pull in an athletic threat.
Yeah, like a Jace or a Clay.
Yeah, Jace, Clay, or Austin.
Yeah.
They need to pull one of those guys in and then immediately discard the other guys.
I don't know. The guys, there's no dominant man here.
I see Jason Austin hooking up as an alliance.
Yeah, I could. I see Jason Clay hooking up as an alliance, with Clay trying to woo the women.
See, Clay's, you know, that whole cowboy thing, whereas, you know, I don't know.
Austin's not going to make it very far, Trevor. I just don't think. I think he's too hippie-ish. He stands out too much. He's too easy to nominate first.
Yeah, him and Clay. Him and Jace got the whole long hair, don't care thing going on.
Yeah. But even Jace is very low-key, long-hair, don't care. Austin sticks out too much with the neck tattoos.
That is true.
Austin's one of those guys that's too easy to nominate first.
Yeah, you're right.
So who's your pick for Showmance? Talk to me about Showmance, Trevor.
I'm going to say Clay in Miami.
Really?
Yes.
See, I don't know.
See, I just think the poker player isn't going to be in for the showman. She's in for the win.
Yeah, I'm going to say Clay and Becky from Denver, okay. Colorado. We're both in agreement, though, that it's Clay.
Yeah.
I'm a cowboy. Clay Hunnicutt. If he talks like that, I'm turning my TV off. I'm not even joking.
Do I get enough of that shit in Nebraska?
Yeah. Hey, my name's Clay Hunnicutt.
You fuck off. Talk on the radio like that, Rob.
I won't listen. I won't watch. I'll cancel my feeds.
I'm Rob from Nebraska.
I'm Rob from Nebraska. I spit in my spittoon. Oh, and Julie Chen's hosting. What a shock.
Yeah. Former Jeff Probst Award winner, Julie Chen.
Yes. And current sleeping with the boss of CBS.
Well, you know, they're married. I wouldn't throw that. I wouldn't hit her with that label. They've been happily married for years now.
Oh, they have. I like poking fun at Julie. You know, we
I think Julie's awesome. I can't let you rag on Julie.
We have such a close relationship with Julie, you know.
But she honestly, I think she might be my favorite. I know Jeff Probst is everybody else's favorite, but I think Julie Chen might be my favorite. I just think she handles situations very well.
Yeah, she does.
She thrives on the awkwardness. Not that Jeff doesn't, but I think she thrives on the awkward.
She did well here a couple seasons ago.
Yeah.
She's
won me over with the whole the way she handled the whole
Aaron thing, yeah.
I thought she got robbed at the Jeff Probst Award. She'd gotten it the year before when I didn't think she should have won. And then the year I thought she should have won, she didn't
maybe
win.
Maybe she stepped up her game because she won.
It's true. Maybe that could be true.
She got the RFF bump.
That is true. She got the stamp of approval, so she had to have a good season after that.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know
Big Brother, because I want to rag on a show that I used to really like.
No, let's talk it. Let's dish, Trevor. Dish with me.
we touched on it last week. I thought season 3 of House of Cards really sucked. I don't know about you.
Yeah. Spoiler alert if you haven't watched it yet.
I mean, what were your thoughts on season 3?
Yeah, I
know we haven't talked about it yet.
I didn't hate it as much as everyone else did.
I won't, you know, it didn't feel like we advanced anything, right?
No.
Doug Stamper kills Rachel Posner and that destroys that whole storyline. They could have taken that storyline and gone like five different ways that would have been better.
Yeah.
Instead of just Doug burying her in the middle of New Mexico.
Yeah, it was a weird way to wrap up that storyline. That felt really rushed.
Yeah, it felt rushed. I thought they could have extended it out or done something different. I mean, the whole cliffhanger is that she's leaving Francis.
Yeah.
You know full well they're going to be back together by the 30th minute of episode 1 of season 4.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she won't.
It's not a cliffhanger. A cliffhanger is Rachel Posner talking to a reporter from the New York Times and dishing on trying to take down the presidency. That's a cliffhanger.
Yeah. Well, there's they can only squeeze one more season out of this show, right?
Yeah, especially after season 3 sucked.
Yeah.
I hated season 3.
Well, season 3 of fucking Orange is the New Black was no better.
I've heard that it was terrible also.
Terrible.
I've heard the season's bad enough it's dissuading me from watching seasons 1 and 2.
Okay, comparing season 3 of House of Cards to season 3 of Orange, House of Cards wins as a fucking masterpiece of a season.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because I hated season 3 of House of Cards.
It's a fucking masterpiece compared to season 3 of Orange.
I'm so worried going, because tonight is episode 1 of season 2 of True Detective, and I loved True Detective.
Oh, that show's coming back.
Well, yes, the first episode of True Detective last year was fucking fantastic.
Yeah, it was not. It was terrible.
It was fantastic.
It was so fucking terrible.
I have such high expectations for episode 1 tonight. I don't even know. If it lets me down like House of Cards did, I'm going to be really upset. How did you not like True Detective?
Oh, it is so fucking terrible.
Matthew McConaughey was electric last year.
No, he was not. He was preachy and a whiny little cunt. That's what he was.
You're like the only person in America who hated True Detective.
It was fucking awful.
I loved the episode. I loved True Detective last year.
Not good. Not good at all.
Oh, by the way, we have to support our guy. Murder in the First came back on TNT. Great show. I love that show.
Oh,
very
cool.
Underrated.
Uh-huh.
And Lombardo Boyar is still on the show.
Oh,
Chico.
Oh, okay.
He's been on RFF Radio.
He has. At least once, right? Maybe
yeah,
twice.
At least once. He still plays a police officer on that show.
Cool.
He has a prominent role. His name is in the opening credits.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So
we need to get Jay Holland more.
We should support. He's been on anybody who's on RFF Radio, especially if they're an actual
actor.
Yeah, actual actor on like a real live TV show. We're definitely supporting.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
I remember Jay Holland Moore brought him on a couple times.
We need to get Jay Holland Moore back.
Yeah,
I miss that guy.
I thought he was coming off the new show.
I think he's still working on it. I don't know. I haven't chatted with him in a few weeks. I mean, a few months. Maybe a year. I have no idea. What? Does that do it for us?
Yeah, I just had to rip on House of Cards.
No, I'm glad you did.
We hadn't talked about it yet. I know you watched the show.
I did, yeah.
I was so disappointed.
I was done
with
it
season.
In a weekend.
So disappointed with that season. Oh, I watched this movie on HBO last night, Gone Girl. Fucking tremendous.
You know, I haven't seen that yet. I've wanted to watch it.
It's tremendous.
I just found out today that we were getting a free preview of HBO over the weekend, and that disappointed me because I usually like to DVR a bunch of movies.
Doesn't surprise me that they put that on a free preview weekend.
Yeah.
That movie was excellent.
Yeah,
that movie was fucked up, but it's excellent.
I'm really bad since this fucking program called Popcorn Time allows you to so easily pirate movies.
Watch that movie, Gone Girl. It's
I will.
It's 2 hours long.
I've been wanting to check it out. I've been wanting to check
it
out.
If I had to compare it to a movie, I would compare it. Remember that movie, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle?
I never saw that one either.
It's one of those kind of suspense thrillers, really fucked up movie.
Yeah.
And it's really good.
Cool. Oh, well, I think that does it for us, right?
Yep.
Let's see. I forgot how to end the show. How can people get a hold of you, Trevor?
They catch it at Trevor, RFFradio.com.
I'm Rob at RFFradio.com, Twitter.com/RobRFF, and Facebook.com/RobRFF. Twitter's the best way to follow me, folks. Twitter.com/RobRFF. And get your Big Brother live feeds ordered, RFFradio.com/Big Brother. You do help support RFF Radio and everything we do here, and we really appreciate it every year. Guys, thanks for listening. Have a great week. We'll probably be back after Big Brother next week, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Talk to you soon. Have a great week, everybody.